3, and it has, of course, been exactly 1 year since the Oscars, which means it's been a year since the infamous whitewashed ceremony of 2016. It's all kicking off around about midday today, I think. Of course, last year was a big deal where no actors of colour were nominated for the second year in a row. It sparked off the Oscars So White hashtag. Celebrities like Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, Spike Lee and Quincy Jones actually sat out of the ceremony. And, basically, a lot of people got on board and said, we're not going to celebrate such a lack of diversity. And if you're a film buff, you'll know that there are two films at the moment that are getting all the attention. Moonlight, which, of course, is a bit of a coming-of-age story about a young black man growing up in Miami, 8 Oscar nominations. And La La Land, which everyone fell in love with, has got 14 Oscar nominations. I've got producer Ellie in the studio with me. Ellie, two very, very different films, right?
Yes, they're so different. I think that it's also interesting to note that while La La Land has kind of been dubbed as a light escapist romp, and it's kind of just paying a tribute to, you know, the musical's past of Hollywood, it's not really dealing with any pressing issues. Although, for like in terms of a movie, it's incredibly well-crafted. Anyone who watches it will just tell you how entertained they were the whole way through. It's dazzling, the lights, the colours. It makes LA look like the most amazing and glorious city.
I've been there. It's not. Go on.
Yeah. but then we've got Moonlight, which is really just confronting an issue head on. And Barry Jenkins, the director, has said in interviews that he was trying to challenge the idea that blackness and queerness are separate entities and shouldn't, you know, because there also is this unfortunate stereotype that the black community is inherently homophobic, which he doesn't think is true. He's just an amazing guy. It's really interesting listening to him talk about the film. But yeah, I think it's interesting because La La Land is being pegged as the favourite to win.
It is.
It is. And, you know, whether or not, like, in for film is film's sake, we can debate about which one was better in terms of cinematography or directing or the score or whatever, or the performances. But I think that maybe this year it could be time for Hollywood to prove to the rest of the world that they aren't just living in an elitist bubble and they are looking at confronting, you know, these pressing issues. Because we can look at last year how, you know, there was a massive issue that was ignored and there was a huge voice that, you know, wasn't maybe ignored but was definitely underestimated. And that was the voice that got somebody like Trump elected. And I think that this, if Moonlight wins, it would be great to see Hollywood fighting back and showing to the rest of the world.
I think here's what's interesting to me, though, that if Moonlight does win, if for somehow the, you know, Hollywood's Oscar kind of voting process allows Moonlight to win.
Yes.
You mentioned the elitist bubble. That will reinforce for some people that Hollywood is an elitist bubble. That will be that, it only won because of that.
Yeah, okay, that's true. But now, I think it is also important because we look at cinema and we look at how it can change our perspective. I think that if we're, like, La La Land is a great film, but I think when we watch it, we're kind of indulging in just this escaping reality. But should we feel guilty about that?
It's confection fluff.
It is.
Yeah. Delicious, but confection fluff.
But in these trying times, should we feel guilty about watching a movie to, you know, escape our own reality and just go into our little La La Land? Or should we be, you know, trying to confront ourselves and challenge ourselves in the way that we view any kind of art or cinema or...
Challenging yourself is a wonderful concept. It's very hard to do in the real world.
Yes,
especially
true.
When you feel that actual life is challenging you so much that you suddenly do want evaporative froth as art, because that's what feels like. I see it myself. Like, you know, back at university, I was very happy to watch incredibly challenging cinema. Mm-hmm. These days, I'm flicking through Netflix going, what's going to have the most explosions?
Yeah.
What's going to turn my brain
can I watch?
Off? So I get that.
Exactly,
but you're right. I mean, I don't think I've seen two wildly different films going head to head.
Exactly. The performances are so different. Of course, we've got like the always beautiful Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling telling another beautiful love story in a beautiful way. And then in Moonlight, we've got these really gripping performances from Mahershala Ali. It's his first nomination, from Naomi Harris. She plays the main character's mother, and she is the only character that appears in all 3 acts of the film. And I was listening to an interview with her yesterday, and she was saying that this was a hard role for her to take because she had always promised to herself that she would never play a crack addict, because she had a mother who she thought was really a very inspiring woman. Her mother surrounded herself with inspiring women. She had Naomi Harris when she was 18 years old, and then after she had her, she did university and became a really successful writer. And she said growing up and seeing her mother as this really successful and, you know, powerful woman and who surrounded herself with all these other, you know, similar women, she didn't want to represent women and particularly black women in a negative way. And she said she drew the line at a crack addict. Mm. And then when she read the script, and then she also found out that this character was a portrayal of Barry Jenkins' mother and also the man who wrote the original play in Moonlight, Black Boys Look Blue, his mother as well. It's kind of an amalgamation of both of their experiences. And she said that when she realized she was playing a mother and telling a different kind of story, that was when she, yeah.
Intriguing, because it broke out of the stereotype she was worried
exactly,
about portraying.
Exactly. And this, she saw it as like more than just a two-dimensional character. It was somebody with depth and complexity. Yeah.
And then we have La La Land, where it feels like you're not allowed to criticise
it.
I mean, Saturday Night Live even did a joke where a couple of cops barrel Aziz Ansari up and say, "Now, we heard you thought that La La Land was just okay." And he's like, "It was all right, wasn't it?" And they're like furious at him.
It does feel
like the film that you have to love.
Yeah, definitely. There is that gun to the head kind of feeling of, yeah.
But you're right, we could be looking at 3 years in a row of the most mayonnaise white bread Oscars that you could imagine.
I mean, we are seeing definitely a throwback against the lack of diversity that was shown last year. There's Fences, there's Hidden Figures, Moonlight. They are all kind of telling the stories of people of colour in, you know, throughout history and... Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Well, we're all going to find out later on. Ellie, thank you very much.
No worries.
A little bit of Oscars controversy never hurt anyone. It's all very exciting.